It's Sarah Mick and Jono with Maury, and we're celebrating the life and times of Bob Cook, who sadly passed away over the weekend. The legend of Hobart TV and radio, because you did the stint in the 70s on TVT 6 or Channel 6.
Yeah, we did indeed. And as I said, that's probably where the genesis of Cook and Moore started there, with that sort of ad-libbing and characters.
Fantastic.
And so many memories as well that people have. Of course, you had things like Birth of the Day or something?
Yeah, we used to... that was my job.
I had one job.
I had one job. I used to look at the births in the paper.
Yeah.
And I would ring the hospital just to make sure that mum and baby were okay and or still there. And Ray's florist,
Ray's florist is still happening.
I think it's not the same owner.
I know.
But Ray's florist, and we'd send out flowers. And I think it was Claire's birthday. My daughter,
your
Claire.
Claire, yep.
Yeah, our daughter, Claire. And he said, I'll give them to Claire. I said, I'm not going to give them to Claire. This is on air.
No,
take them, Maury. Go on, take them. <You'll be right.
laughs> But simple things like that have such a connection, a lifelong connection people through
100%.
Hobart.
Yeah, but see, that was what it was about. It was about a local show. Mm.
That's right.
And that's what I like about 7HOFM today. It's about localism.
Yeah, still trying to do
your
that
show too. Is about local stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, radio has changed so much that I'd love to do more characters, but unfortunately my accents aren't politically correct nowadays.
I've heard them, Mick.
Well, you know what I mean. No, Maury, you couldn't get away with half the stuff you blokes used
to. Well, you seem to get away with some stuff these days, mate. I've heard your jokes, your Make Mick Laugh jokes, mate.
Come on, mate.
Where do you get them from?
What did you say?
From the Cook and Moore joke. Exactly. We'd love to hear your memories as well. 6216 1017. Hello, who's this?
It's Glenn speaking, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, Glenn.
Good. I was just ringing up about the reminiscing of the Cook and Moore thing. I was a little kid who used to run in on the start of the Saturday morning confusion show they did.
Oh.
Was that you?
Yes.
And who was... Was that your sister?
My sister, yep.
Oh,
So you're a TV star as well, Glenn.
We did a few ads. We did an Orchy Orange Juice ad and another couple of things. But, it wasn't a really... good time to be at school. You got bagged fairly well for it.
Did you? How'd you get the gig?
A friend of mum and dad's worked at Channel 6 doing he was the cameraman for the ads.
Ah.
So when they needed a couple of kids, he was at home one night and he said, right, yep.
Was that Chris Hines?
Yeah, it was Chris Hines. That's his name. I couldn't remember it for life.
Yeah, I remember Chris.
God, you got a good memory, Maury.
Well, I remember Orchy Orange Juice. It came in a little cardboard carton. It was delicious.
And how's your TV career gone since then, mate?
Yeah.
All downhill.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks for the memory. 6216 1017. Hello, who's this?
Mick the Pom.
G'day, Mick.
Richard there, is he?
G'day, Mick. How are you, Cook?
All right. Hey, remember the day you come down the wharf and you wouldn't go up in the port tainer crane?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up.
What happened there?
Sorry about poor old Cookie.
I was afraid of heights, Mick, and I still am. You still work on the wharf?
No, I'm retired now.
Still got your Statesman?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Jeez. Hey, I remember one day, Cookie, I seen Cookie down the Lauderdale tip. You there?
Yeah.
And there's an old bloke getting his old records out, and he's smashing with a hammer. And Bob went home and went crooked at him. He said, mate, don't throw them old records away. Give them to me. He said, I don't want them. Nobody else is going to bloody get them.
It's a bit mean-spirited, Mick.
Jeez, I'll say.
It went right off old Bob. Have a nice day.
Good on you, Mick. Nice to hear from you.
See ya.
Cheers, mate.
Val?
Hi, Val.
Yeah.
How are you, Val?
My first memory of Cook and Moore was when they was taking the piss out of Bob Hawke.
It's a while ago then.
Yes,
he used to do a very good Bob Hawke.
Yeah.
We also used to do Tony Dragg and Richie Reno too for the cricket. Remember that?
Yes, I remember them too.
Yeah. No, we had a lot of fun, Val.
Yeah, Cookie will be missed very greatly.
Yeah, don't count Maury off yet.
Jeez, no. Maury's here for a while.
Yeah, but he gets very big.
Can you record all this for Maury's show, please, Jeff?
Roll out. Thank you, Val.
Thanks, Val.
Celebrating the life of Bob Cook, 101.7 7HO FM.